Namine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corde fidelium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corde fidelium Sancti Spiritus illustratione docuisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancta Ignatii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We go on to the next exercise, still unfolding of the truth contemplated during the first week of the exercises, sin, my sins, and the consequences of sin, hell, eternal hell, or now in this exercise, temporary punishment of purgatory. Make the exercise in the usual way, the preparatory prayer, which doesn't change, which never changes. Then a composition of the place, scene which you imagine, to occupy your imagination. This exercise shouldn't end in some kind of daydreaming, where you make mental pictures, spiritual pictures in your mind, in your imagination, just to capture the imagination, to give it something to do, to help yourself then, maybe in the meditation itself. The soul imprisoned in the body, soul having to struggle to make its way in order to get to a safe place, SOS, save our souls. I must save my soul. The only important thing, the only thing necessary. All the disadvantages, the downsides, the soul being united with the body, which have become so much accentuated since original sin. Then the grace to be asked for, a great disdain, a great horror, great hatred of sin, the sin in me, the sin which I am prone to commit. To ask our good Lord to let me still better understand what sin is in front of him, before his eyes, and for me to grieve over my sins, to abhor my sins, to have a true disdain for the inherent disorder in any sin. Now we will make this exercise on purgatory. We've mentioned briefly before that the souls are tormented in purgatory by the same flames as in hell, at least. It's what many theologians say and think, and it makes sense. Why would God create another place, another fire, which serves the same purpose, well, a very similar purpose? In purgatory, the souls are purified of their sins. There's expiation for sins as the main goal. Is temporary in hell, of course. There is no expiation for sins, only insofar as God's justice is concerned, and this expiation, though, will be eternally, will have no good effect for the souls concerned. Whereas in purgatory, of course, the soul is purified and ultimately, certainly, ends up in hell, ends up being received in heaven, of course, not in hell. So we have to contemplate purgatory in the same manner, very similar manner as hell. The sensual pains, the pains of the senses, which are identical with those in hell. Soul is tormented in the same fire.